dummies. We're loading up another pre-show, which can only mean one thing. We fucked up the audio again. Episode 28, This Is So Dumb. Arguably one of our better podcasts, but you probably won't know because you can't hear it very well. Give it a listen anyway. Get on the website, www.thisissodumb.com, @sodumb_podcast. Tell us how bad it actually sucked. Again, probably one of our better podcasts, ruined by our gross ineptitude and just flat-out laziness. With that, we bring to you episode 28. This is so dumb.
He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
I didn't realize you'd be ready.
I'm not ready.
Ready, steady, steady, ready.
Not ready at all. Episode 28?
Yeah, man.
The Deuce Ocho.
Cranking these things out.
Dropping the Deuce Ocho.
Dropping Ocho Deuces in a day. That's what I do.
Oh, man.
I just shit constantly.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's probably my, like, as a man,
yeah,
it's what I do best.
Really?
Is take multiple shits in a day.
Not woodworking? Not, no. Like, shooting hoops?
Nope. Oh, I'm terrible at basketball.
Multiple deuces.
Yeah, yeah.
The deuce is wild.
Yeah, I can crush a ball and I can throw a strike.
Really?
Yep. And, yeah.
You can crush a ball and throw a strike?
Yep.
Are you talking about in the toilet?
No, I'm talking about baseball because I can't play basketball.
All right.
And, you know, then on top of that,
yep,
just poop master.
Straight up ruining a toilet.
Oh, my God, I crush toilets.
I'm backed up. I went camping this weekend. I am backed up. There's something about camping that just really...
See, I don't have that issue. I don't know. Like, the wife has that issue, too. Like, she goes away on vacation. She's like, yeah, I guess I'll poop next week when I get back. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I get way irregular. Like a, yeah? Like a female.
Yeah.
I get like a female.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You get heavy flow day.
I do. Some days.
When
I
you get back, it's a...
Yeah. I just don't feel like myself.
You have that not fresh feeling?
All the time.
How was camping?
Camping was great.
Yeah.
Camping was great. We went to Lost Maples State Park.
Never heard of it?
You should. It's awesome. It's this week was the opening week for the leaves turning color. The maple trees, the leaves,
yeah,
leaf peeping.
Did it actually happen?
Speaking about being just an all-out man among men,
you went
leaf peeping.
Yes, you did.
Did it happen? There was some leaf changing going on.
Yeah.
It reminded me of being in the Northeast. Except nobody said, get the fuck out of here!
Where's the closest Dunkin's?
Are you queer? Are you looking at leaves?
You know, in New England, where you're not going anymore?
Yep.
Papa Gino's. They closed, like, half the stores or something overnight.
They closed four stores?
No. No. They had...
Yeah, they
were. Do you know they owned D'Angelo's, too?
They did?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think Maybe I wouldn't know that.
Yeah. For all you people who don't know what the fuck we're talking about, it was a New England pizza chain and sub shop.
Renowned.
Yeah. Man, I love... Papa Gino's.
D'Angelo's was the jam for, like, their steak and cheese subs, too.
Nah, man, I would go to Boyle's.
Would you? Boyle's was good.
Yeah.
Wait, what was that place in the center? Did you ever go to Boyle's 2?
No.
It was a Boyle's 2?
Was it really?
Yeah, it was gross. It was like,
It was like Dags.
It was like the East Allington Dags.
Yeah, Dags.
Again,
if you don't know what we're talking about, explain it, break it down.
Look it up on the internet. You'll figure it out.
Look it up on the internet.
There was a deli that I used to work at in the Heights called D'Agostino's.
And I worked at D'Agostino's in East Arlington.
Really? So there was one in Winchester Center, and then they expanded to Arlington Heights, and then the other side, East Arlington.
Yeah.
Which you know was just going to fail because they're probably going to get robbed and shit like that. So... they sold the East Arlington store and they sold it to a Middle Eastern family who then, because people just call it Dags.
Yeah.
So they renamed it Dags, like with a D apostrophe A-G-S. Yeah. So people would be, I don't know, fooled into thinking it was the same Dags.
You know, my brother stayed on and worked there in the deli.
Did he?
When they changed over. Yeah. He's like, yeah, they never bought new meat. Like, that shit was old as fuck, and they were just like, yeah, don't worry about it. Just cut up that moldy bologna.
Yeah. Now they just start, they're just selling the same old shit.
Yeah. I
mean, bare bones store shelf.
Do you remember Mass Convenience, which was another little store? It was still in East Arlington, but getting closer to the center.
Yeah.
And one time when I was in like middle school, I went in there and they had a six pack, not a six pack, but like loose Red Dog beer. Oh, hold on.
What? It's an alarm clock?
So the daughter wanted an alarm clock for her room because the son has one for his room.
Okay.
And we bought this on Amazon, and it is fully Chinese. It does not speak English. It has a ghetto rip-off version of Twinkle, Twinkle Little Star. It is my favorite thing in the world that we have.
So, Liz, what I'm looking at right here is a pink owl alarm clock that is, it says, lovely owl on the front of it. Yeah. And it's anime, apparently, or what's going on?
No. So, we bought it off of Amazon, you know, sight unseen. She kind of, like, saw over the shoulder, oh, I like that one. It's adorable, right? It's adorable.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Cute. So we put the batteries in, and it just starts jamming out Chinese songs. So we're like, let's look a little bit closer to this. How do we switch it over to English? Yeah, you can't. Nah, it doesn't switch to English.
Wait, I heard Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and that was in English.
Sort of.
Sort of, yeah. It's broken English, but yeah. Nonetheless.
Yeah, Wrinkle Wrinkle Whittle Star.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so.
I mean, she can still have it.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's having it. Maybe she loves it.
How do you know it's Chinese and not Japanese?
Okay.
Or Korean.
All right. The reason I know is because the fucking box right here.
Let me see this.
Right here. Boom. All of the box is in a different language.
Yes, but it could be Japanese.
No, you racist.
Where does it say made in China?
Everywhere.
You're so wrong.
Except for the box right there where it says made in China in big letters.
That's in Asian. The box
does. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It does say for ages 6 years old.
Oh, shit.
That's it, way though. Too, That's it, though. Yeah. For ages 6 years old. Not seven. Not five. Just six.
Yeah.
Cute cartoon clock. Hello.
Yeah. This is the best purchase ever. So I thought you guys would enjoy that, our listeners.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
So last year... the older ones in Scouts, and he sold the most popcorn, so he got to pick out a bunch of different prizes for Scouts.
You're welcome, kid, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have that popcorn in my fucking cupboard.
You get 8 ounces of popcorn for about $74. It's maybe the biggest ripoff. It's the absolute opposite of what the Girl Scouts do when they sell the cookies, because people will... They'll pay a reasonable price for awesome cookies. You pay an ungodly unreasonable price for 4 kernels of popcorn, and only 3 of them are popped. So he ended up selling the most last year and won a 2-person tent. When it came, it was also from overseas, and it says 2 people's tent, but people's is spelled P-E-O-P-P-L-E-S. And by the way, no 2 peoples that I know can fit in that tent. That thing is fucking tiny.
Yeah, little Asians could.
Super.
All right, so back to my story.
Which
Mass
one?
Mass Convenience.
Okay.
I'm in middle school. I go there on the shelf, warm, but on the shelf are Red Dog beers. Remember Red Dog?
Yes.
Yeah. Cans. So I grab all of them. I bring them up to the cash register. Guy just rings them up like he thought there was some sort of energy drink or something. So me and my buddy, we pounded some fucking Red Dogs.
Warm Red Dogs.
Warm Red Dogs. Do you know why? Because we were men back then.
Probably skunked. How old?
Oh, they were terrible.
16?
They were in middle school, so less than that.
Not skunked.
15.
Red Dog. 14, 15. Like
yeah, Red Dog was probably one of the worst.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that was my story about Mass Convenience. Okay.
Those and Mickey's Grenades. So rolling it all the way back, you got the, where are we going? We went Dags, we went D'Angelo's.
Yep.
D'Angelo's sub shop. Going back one further, I'm not sure how we got there, but I was camping.
Yes.
Sorry, Heather. So I was camping this weekend. We went with a whole bunch of families that we know. Great time.
Leaf peeping. That's what it was. Like New England.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Is it 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
Seven. all seven. So it was great. It was like 3.5 hours away. Kids just run around like crazy. They're off the leash. We had probably 12 or 13 kids there, I think, five families. You're not one of them. You're not invited.
I'm fine with that.
It was great. Weather was freezing balls the first night on Friday night. It was probably like 45 degrees.
It poured out last night, didn't it?
No, not where we were.
Oh, it poured here.
That's what I heard. Perfect, though. I mean, the weather was perfect. You just get bundled up.
I love that weather.
You get a little toasty, and then you get a little toasty. You
know what I mean? Man.
And then you take a whiz four times in the middle of the night. And then
if it was me, I'd be pooping.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no way during a waking moment you're not just sharding yourself. So it was great. It was great. We drove all the way back today. I unloaded the car in a record like 37 minutes. Then we had another scouting event. We had basketball. Now I'm here. I'm ready to fall on my face. I'm so fucking tired.
Oh, I hope you do. I'm so happy.
You hope I seize out?
I do.
Oh, November. Epilepsy Awareness Month. Oh. Hey, everybody. Are you aware? Epilepsy.
It's spelled a thing.
With an E. Yeah, absolutely.
Does that mean I got to do that walk this month coming up?
No. That's, by the way, it's not a walk. You're the only one who walks and everybody else runs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not a waddle. It's not.
It's not a. It's not a 50-yard quitter. No, that's a different one. It's the I'm okay 5K. It's in spring. This one is just be aware that I might fall over at any moment, and don't pin me down and put a pencil in my mouth.
No.
Or anyone else that you know.
No, I'm calling the wife in here, and she's just gonna straddle you, and just ride the wave. If you know what I mean.
Exactly. Yeah. Sit on my face and then just.
Yeah, or your body. Doesn't have to be your face. It's my wife we're talking about. Show some goddamn respect.
I'm sorry. I went somewhere entirely different with that.
Yeah, you did.
So anyway, good times. Exhausted. How about you?
This weekend, we did a little of nothing. We went and bought a new blower. I cleaned the gutters.
What was his name?
Oh.
Ba-da-bum.
So, no, we got a blower and then started to mow the lawn. I got a shitty electric mower.
Yeah.
By Ryobi.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't buy one of those.
I'm not.
And then the battery just wouldn't keep.
Yeah.
So I'm putting it in the box. I'm returning the blower with that battery, getting a whole new setup.
Interchangeable?
Yeah. 40-volt battery. Big-ass battery.
40-volt?
Mm-hmm.
How many amps?
700,000 amps.
It's not the volts, it's the amps.
Oh, it is? Oh. Anyways, clean the gutters. That sucked, because they hadn't been cleaned since I bought the place.
So you get up there on your hands and dug it all out?
Yeah.
It's fucking gross, isn't it?
Yeah.
It smells like your asshole after
I actually thought it would be worse, but right. Yeah. But now I got like the lawn bags filled with the stuff out in front, and I like brought out the rest of the trash this afternoon. I just see the bag, and it's just all, the bottom is all wet. I know as soon as they lift it, the fucking thing, it's going to blow out. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to shovel it up.
City of Austin waste management team will definitely do you a favor and clean all that up.
Oh, I'm
they
sure
they absolutely
will.
Won't like back over it four times and blow it down the street.
You know, we got a knock on the door at like, it must have been 7:30, 8 o'clock on a Saturday, last Saturday, and it was the people asking if we were using our green compost bins from the City of Austin. And they handed us a flyer and they're like, we just want to see if you have any questions about your green compost bins. We can have a question. Get the fuck away from my house.
That's a statement.
Yeah.
Get the fuck away. Is that why I noticed walking up it says no soliciting now? Is that why that's
Yeah, because I like to ring the doorbell right as we put the kids to bed.
Man, don't they know this is a professional studio?
Yeah, fuckers.
I mean, kids sleep here and everything, but whatever. It's a business.
So, I don't know if you want to get into some of the hot news that we got going on here.
Hot news?
Yeah.
Let's get into hot news.
Okay, you brought me gifts today. When you came in.
Goddamn right I did. So this weekend, one of the families was 14 Finches. The 14 Finches business entity was there in full force. And proprietor, does he want me saying his name?
Who gives a shit?
Probably not. Jared Finch from 14 Finches handed me a beer and said, hey, how do you like this koozie? And it just so happened to have our logo on it. And then I had the we got to come up with a new catchphrase. Two guys who talk about everything and know absolutely nothing. Who know absolutely nothing and talk about everything and anything.
Yeah.
Hey, gang. Hey, listeners. How about you pitch us a new slug line?
Yeah. Do something.
With your fucking lives. So anyway, he also came correct with brand new, all the merch. So we get some koozies. We get some t-shirts with the logo on it. Gunmetal gray. Sexy as fuck.
Fucking, I can't wait to wear it everywhere. It's going to be my new go-to shirt.
Everywhere. Jared was wearing one this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody asked what the hell he's
doing?
No
one asked once until one of the guys was like, you know, we were ass-faced and just fucking around. I don't know why I didn't say shit-faced, but
I don't know.
I'm trying to keep it. This is a family podcast.
Yeah.
And we were joking around. He's like, we should take this act on the road. And I was like, it already is on the road. This is so dumb. It's a podcast. And he looks over at the shirt and he goes, like the shirt? Fuck it, I like this shirt.
Yeah. Goddamn idiot.
So
yeah, we're going to have some giveaways for the shirts to our listeners who give us good feedback. And what else?
Retweets, likes, and shares.
Yeah.
For the month of November, how about this? Right off the top of the old fucked up epileptic neurologic challenge head scope thing.
Ding dong.
Person who does the most shares, likes, and retweets.
Okay.
On the Twat Machine, on Facebook.
Twat Machine.
I keep asking you if you want me to stop saying it.
I don't, because every time you say it, it just makes my fucking blood boil. So, yeah, keep saying it.
I love it.
I know you
That's
do.
That's the worst thing about this thing.
Yeah. And also Instagram and...
@SoDumb_podcast. Twitter. That's right. Get us, if you post some comments.
Get us some listeners.
Likes,
get some ears on this
shares,
fucking thing.
Retweets. You know it's good. All 8 of you. Do it up. And the one who free you get a free. We will ship it to your house.
You have to reimburse us postage. But
postage pain. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope. To TISD Studios South. Yeah, so that's the deal. We've got the merch, the shirts are in. We're gonna do a contest for the month of November. Most likes, shares, and retweets.
Yeah. So, on along the lines of listeners and people who have contributed, a listener on Twitter by the name of Todd McVeigh.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he tweeted us a gem, saying just how much we sucked and that we sucked his grandfather's dick, something like that.
Right. He wanted us to suck his dick. We sucked his dead grandfather's dick or something.
Something like that. Anyways, you know, that was probably his best one. No, that was his best tweet, and it has just gone downhill hard since then.
But hard.
Yeah. So I know the identity of Todd McVeigh.
Do I know this person?
You do not know this person.
Really?
Really.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
By the way, Todd McVeigh, this was, when we got this tweet, I was never so fucking excited in my life.
I was like, there's
a random person who's funny who told us we sucked.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was great.
It made my week.
I know. It was great.
And it immediately started to degrade itself when he did the, you know, comeback after we.
Yeah. So. Hey, he had one moment of glory. That's all you need in this world.
That's right.
So, anyways.
I like how we're shitting on our one fucking.
So I was at work. And my buddy was like, hey, look at this picture here on my phone. And because something was fucked up in the house. He's like, look at this bullshit that they're giving me. So I'm looking at it. And then just like, you know, the asshole that I am, I'm like, well, let's go to all photos and just look through your photo library. Maybe see some, you know,
some
something.
Dicks.
Yeah. Some dick.
Or, dick pic.
Yeah. Maybe something I can hold against you later. Nice. Like my dick.
Yeah.
And I go through and then about. You know, 15 pictures down, I see an
15
old...
15 pictures?
Yeah.
I mean, you were
I went,
fucking...
Oh, yeah, I was,
you
I was
were
deep.
Going like... Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. I see a picture of an old couple with a red backdrop, and I look at him and I go, you motherfucker. And he's like, what? I turn the photo around, I go, you're fucking Todd McVeigh. He goes, motherfucker, he's so pissed. And I'm like, dude. And he's like, man, I joined Twitter just so I could start fucking with you guys and trolling you guys. I'm like... It was the best thing that we got. I was so happy that he did it.
He was, wait, how long after trolling us? He sent like 2 tweets.
Yeah.
Trolls send way more tweets than
okay,
that.
Okay, well, sorry. I used the wrong term.
God damn it.
But no, I figured out who he is.
Yeah.
It's my boy Lance.
Now, is this the guy who introduced you to the proper way to peg somebody?
Yeah, yeah, same guy.
Same guy?
Yeah, same guy, yeah.
He still has an escalated status in the show.
He does, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that anything's going to be able to top you trying to explain
him explaining
pegging.
Yeah.
And laughing.
Yeah.
You were like a little schoolgirl.
I've never seen someone hold their ankles up while in a seated position, a guy to get banged in the butt. It just never occurred to me. It's still like, it blew my mind. I was like, that's a thing. It could actually happen.
Man.
Made me so happy. And thank you for the... You know what kind of gave it away to in my head was how he spells dudes in his thing.
Yeah.
Because this guy, he goes around to all the porta cans and he writes like crazy shit in the porta cans. Like he'll write like, I like what you got in your hands there, boy. And like things like that. And there's a guy, one of the masons for another company out there.
Yeah.
He has a truck that's all painted up in detail and it says El Brujo in the back.
Oh, yeah. You told us.
Yeah. And so he writes stuff about El Brujo and El Brujo was here. Yeah. El Brujo's gonna get you, you know, things like that.
Call back to a previous episode where we talked about El Brujo. So if you're interested in hearing a great story about El Brujo,
episode
18?
Yeah, it's in the teens.
In the teens. Go back, listen, celebrate the catalog. Go back and re listen to some of the classics.
Yeah, watch us progress. We're fucking.
Or regress. I don't know. It depends on how you wanna claim it.
Regrets is more like it.
I've had a few. I sound like Sinatra.
You look like him.
I look like him.
Yeah.
Dead.
Right, yeah, dead. So, and just disheveled. And
somebody was, I think my wife this weekend was trying, she was like, oh, someone said that my son looked like someone famous, like an actor, and couldn't figure out who it was. And then Michelle said, yeah, I get that. Sometimes when I look over at Bill sleeping, he looks like Hugh Jackman. And everybody was like, what? I said, yeah, stage 4 Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Or like how my wife said I looked like LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Our wives are something else.
Yeah. Stupid. That's what they are. Delusional.
What?
Beautiful. Nurturing.
Sexy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your wife or mine?
I'm talking about my wife. I would never talk about your wife.
No,
I'm
talking about your
wife. I know.
Oh man.
So I don't know if you want to talk about any of the news stories, like Whitey Bulger, or
you know what I want to do? I want to do corrections first.
Oh yeah, yeah. What do we got?
All right. It just so happens that last week we talked about a story about 2 lesbians who were thrown out of a bowling alley because one of them went into the ladies' room.
Yeah.
And security thought she was a man.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of terms being thrown around like cisgender and non-binary. So
LGBTQIA?
Yep. That one too. And okay, so turns out, not turns out, I knew this already. I work with a woman who's a lesbian, right? So
talk slower. Zip. Oh, sorry.
She broke up. I asked her, okay.
Break it down for me, lady.
Yes, please. Can you give me, I don't know how we kind of meandered into this area.
Yeah.
She loves talking about equality and equity and all kinds of stuff like that.
Okay.
So we meandered into this area and I said, all right, I'm going to try to get myself fired. Can you explain to me what cisgender means? And so she broke out. We were in a room. She went to the whiteboard and she drew it. She drew what cisgender means. We went through the whole catalog. So, yeah. Cisgender. Remember when we were reading cisgender, and it was a cisgender lesbian or something like that, and it was a cisgender lesbian who associates as a woman or something?
Yeah.
Something very confusing where it's like, I don't understand what that means.
Yes, I didn't understand all of that story. So
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Cisgender. All right. If you are a boy, if you're born with boy parts.
Yes.
Right? And you associate or feel like you're a boy. That's what cisgender means for boys. But if you have boy parts and feel like a woman, you are transgender. Yes, that's it. Has nothing to do with your sexuality, right? So if you feel like you're a boy, which you feel like a boy when I touch you, you have boy parts, and you like to bang women.
Love it.
Cisgender. If you're born with boy parts, you feel like a boy, like to bang dudes. Cisgender.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Listen, this is a trusted source.
No, no. So
trusted source.
Why isn't it just, why are you
cisgender? Because there's transgender and cisgender.
No, there's transgender, yes. And then boy or girl.
No.
Why?
No, no, because it has nothing to do with sexuality.
I didn't say sexuality. I said transgender, boy or girl.
Well, I got it. I got it right here.
Okay.
Transgender, born with boy parts, associate or feel like a girl.
Okay. Transgender. I'm a boy.
Yep.
With boy parts. I like girls. But that doesn't matter that I like girls.
That's right. Cisgender.
Yeah. No, I'm just a boy. I don't know why I have to be cisgender now. I've never been cisgender.
I'm just in a girl looking 30 at a boy.
6 years of my life, I've never been cisgender. I've just been a dude.
No, well, you need to. It can't be. What's the opposite of transgender? Gender, transgender.
Okay.
It's cisgender.
Okay.
You can't have a definition for one thing and not have a definition for the opposite of that thing.
I guess.
You're a dick.
That's for sure.
I'm cool. That's the opposite. All right. Non-binary.
I think you being a vagina would be the opposite, but okay.
Agree to disagree. Non-binary. You don't necessarily feel like a boy or a girl.
Ooh,
there's something outside that and altogether different.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
Non-binary.
That's ridiculous.
I feel like you can't classify me as a male or a female, a boy or a girl.
Isn't that?
I feel like I'm something.
Oh, so that wouldn't be asexual because that has to do with sex.
Exactly. It doesn't have anything to do with sex. It doesn't have anything. You can be non-binary asexual, which means I guess you're just like an amoeba. Like you're just floating in the universe. And
goddamn right I am.
Amoeba. Yeah, so that's what it is. I got it clarified for us.
Okay. I don't want to say that I agree with any of it, but not that it's wrong in any certain shape, style, or way. It's just that I don't understand why there has to be so many fucking labels nowadays.
Oh.
That's my thing. It's just the labels. So I'm a cisgender piece of shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a cisgender douchebag. The A is asexual or can also be...
abstinent?
Ally. Yeah. Could be ally also. To which I said, all right, ally. I mean, really, shouldn't we all be allies? And she said, yeah, I don't like ally either. So I'm not naming her just in case that means she gets
a bunch
of shit on that.
Yeah.
The I was, fuck, I forgot what the I was.
Interspecies.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
It definitely wasn't. It would be cool if it was. It definitely wasn't.
You don't have it written down?
No, I have a joke. I thought I didn't have one, but I just wrote it. It's going to be good. So anyway, corrections. We got it down now.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Again. Okay. I guess I got to fucking,
No, you don't have to do anything. It's just
until I talk to someone and then they think I'm a piece of shit.
Because
I don't care. Yeah.
Well, you don't care.
Yeah.
Well, that's different. Because it's not like you don't care about them as a human being.
Not at all.
You just are like too much.
Yeah. I got fucking kids in a job and a wife and a family and a house and a mortgage.
And a podcast.
And a fucking podcast. A great podcast.
Probably the best podcast.
Best podcast I've ever done.
Me too. Second best.
So I don't have time for that other shit.
Fallon Greg podcast is my favorite.
Fallon Greg?
Fallon Greg. We should talk about sister.
We should do a Fallon Greg podcast, and I'll just be Mr. Heffernan coming in just once, like every 20 minutes or so, like, Boy, your break's over.
Mr. Heaven, get the fuck out of here. You're explicit my balls while going back to work. Mr. Heffernan.
Mr. Heffernan.
Mr. Heffernan. I got a Dodge Neon and I paid it off. Shut the fuck up, Mr. Heffernan.
Yeah, it's a 93, Mr. Heffernan.
You got spinners on that thing? You got spinners? You got some rims? Yep.
Yeah, that was it.
Douche.
All right, so do you want to go to jokes or news?
Let's go to jokes. Let's pick this thing up. Let's keep people crack-a-lacking.
All right, so for jokes, this week we came up with boners.
Because
in more ways than one.
That was great how you said that. So once again, the listeners never fail to disappoint, and we got no suggestions.
Yeah.
We had some holdover suggestions, but they suck too, so we dumped them in favor of boners.
We always do.
So listeners of the podcast, please send in some premises, some good ones. And if you're going to send them in, stop fucking texting us.
Yeah.
Put them on the goddamn website.
Or Twitter.
Or Twitter at sodumb_podcast. Or...
That's good enough. If you do that, we'll be happy.
Also, would it smash one of your testicles just to 5-star us on iTunes?
Yeah.
Rate one of the fucking episodes.
Please.
Ever.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe, too. Don't just find it and listen to it. Subscribe to the fucking podcast.
Yeah. Make it fucking worthwhile for us to give you an hour of our... Actually, it's more like 3 hours, probably.
Yeah.
Half an hour for setup. Well, one hour to record it. Another hour to listen to it. We're sending shit
back and forth all week, though.
Prep is, like, crazy. You think we wing this? Actually, this probably makes it sound worse. Yeah. We actually do prep this. Oops. All right, so...
All right, for boners, I just want to preface this with saying that, you want to bring back calling people a zero. I get another old classic. Yeah. I'm going to start calling people boner breath again because it's just, it's my favorite old boner school.
Breath.
Shut up, boner breath.
Boner breath.
Yeah, I'm bringing that back.
All right. How many do you have?
I got 3.
All
right. Took my first dick pic yesterday. I was proud of it. My wife loved it, but the guy at the urinal next to me whose dick it was got super mad. I thought he'd take it as a compliment.
That's all right.
Keep going.
Or you want me to do mine?
I don't know.
I got one. Here you go. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here's something hilarious. Have you ever seen a baby boner? Then you're a pedophile. Gotcha, dumb motherfucker.
I like how you crack yourself up. Those stupid ones.
Gotcha.
Two-part question. Is it true that it's not gay if you just hold your uncle's boner, not jerk it, but squeeze it at random intervals until he jizzes into an ice cube tray? Part two to that question. Is it gay to drink a refreshing Arnold Palmer with them cum cubes?
Arnold Palmer.
the drink I could think of.
Oh my god. That visual is like you're sitting back, like wearing a 70s big long collar shirt with like white slacks, enjoying an Arnold Palmer.
With cum cubes.
With cum cubes. Gross. Alright.
Next. This one's not that good. I've decided the least gay thing you can do sexually is to dock with another man. It's a way to bond with your uncircumcised friend. More than blood brothers, you become boner brothers. That's an unbreakable bond, literally. Sometimes it's like a Chinese finger trap with dicks, and it's a very awkward Uber ride to the ER.
It got a little better at the end.
I had to salvage it somehow.
Uber ride. Do you have to pay for two?
No, you just give him 5 stars. Right. It's fine.
See?
Look at that.
The Uber driver gets 5 stars for driving you to the...
Yeah.
ER.
Yeah. Just like a human centipede front to front, but whatever.
I crazy glued my dick to another guy. How about something for the kid?
How about something for the effort? Yeah, so get those joke premises in. You know, we decide too late when we don't get any premises in, and that's why you get lackluster jokes.
That's right. So keep them just streaming in. You don't have to wait until the episode
comes. Yeah, because we'll have a backlog.
That's right. We do have a backlog. We just choose to ignore it right now because they're terrible ideas. So just keep them coming. Yeah. You people have terrible ideas, but you're going to hit a home run one of these days. Keep on taking some swings.
Yeah, you know, you know, one more Timothy McVeigh joke could have changed the whole week last week, but...
Should we be shitting on people, the eight people who listen to the podcast?
I think the eight people who listen are just... I think they're listening out of a pity.
Sheer responsibility.
Yeah, I think friends. It's like... Yeah.
I don't know. I got a text from a friend of mine this weekend who said she was listening to the podcast. And she said that I am a soulless bastard because I didn't like A Star Is Born.
Huh.
I said, sweet, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So there's another person I didn't know was actually listening. Who's listening. Yeah.
My wife said, does he even like movies? I said,
yeah, I like movies.
Yeah, good ones.
Yeah. Dumb and Dumber is a fantastic movie.
True.
The original Hangover is a great movie. I actually tried to... putting my kids to sleep last night.
Well, were you like chokehold or?
Nope. I explained they were watching The Lorax, starring Danny DeVito, but also so Danny DeVito's a Lorax. But
he looks like a Lorax in real life.
He does look.
Have you just had a big old mustache?
Perfect. It's perfect casting. The bad guy in there is Rob Riggle.
Okay.
He's the bad guy. So putting them to bed, they were all riled up. So I was like, listen, I'm gonna tell you a story. The funniest Rob Riggle part I could ever imagine was this in The Hangover.
Yeah.
And I was thinking my way through it. I was also shit-faced, but thinking my way through it, saying like, oh, can I show it to these kids? And I walk them through the part where Galifianakis gets...
Tased to the face?
Tased in the face.
Yeah.
And they,
in the face.
They loved it, and then they fell right asleep. It worked.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you probably just bored them to death. You drunk ass.
With my fucking
Dad's
stories.
Drunk again. Yeah. Dad's telling another long, stupid story.
So I like that. I like Interstellar. That's a good movie.
What?
Yep.
Interstellar.
Memento is another great movie.
I love Memento.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan. He's on my top five.
You would bang?
Yeah. That I would my wife will want me to cheat with.
Top five, huh? Who are the other four guys on there?
No, they're...
Oh.
I'm non-binary.
Oh.
In my preference for Wang or Slash.
Slash is on your list? Hell of a guitar player. I understand why.
Sweet child of mine.
Wang Chung and Slash? You got a lot of musicians on your list.
The entire band of Wang Chung. Both Wang and Chung. Everybody, Wang Chung.
I remember my stepfather, Buster.
Yeah.
Driving in the Ford Bronco that he had.
Yeah.
And just Blair and Wang Chung on repeat. You would just keep replaying Wang Chung. That fucking song. And he thought it was the best.
He was so crazy. He would just drive around Arlington daring people to try to fight him.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, what are you going to say about Wang Chung?
Yeah. Yeah, I know Nirvana's the top 20.
Yeah. I got Wang nunchucks.
Check out my penis.
Fucking.
You'll have to look at my shoestrings to see the end of it.
Yeah, I'll choke you out with my fucking huge elephant dick.
All right, so because I hate movies, I think you told me you had a movie review.
Yeah, yeah. I watched, just because I saw a little clip on Facebook of Adam Sandler's 100% Fresh, I think it's called. It's like his little comedy special that he did.
Oh, and, that's... You said it was 100% fresh, and I was like, oh, so his... I was like, oh, there's an Adam Sandler movie that actually had... People liked it?
Oh, no, no, no. That's the name of his comedy show.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. He had to trick people into thinking it was good. No, it actually was funny, and I enjoyed a lot of it. And basically, he was like cut up bits from going to different comedy shows, and he would sing different songs he made up and then just do like little comedy bits, but... A lot of it was like, you know, married dad stuff. And then some of his songs were really good. He has one about UFC ears. And
UFC, oh, really?
Yeah. And he has, You can find one on, you know, on Facebook that's going around, phone wallet keys. It's just about, he doesn't go anywhere without his phone wallet keys.
Phone wallet keys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a rap song. It's pretty good. I enjoyed the show. My wife watched it. She laughed a lot too. And it was good. I would recommend it, believe it or not. I had zero expectations of it being good when I went into it, but...
Hang on.
Uh-oh. Oh,
this is terrible. This is why no. You're better off coming...
Listen.
You think Siskel and Ebert made their money by saying they liked everything?
Listen, I don't say I like everything. I said I like this.
I've had so many referrals for comedy shows on Netflix, and every one of them sucks.
Which ones have you watched lately? Did you watch the Bert Kreischer one? Because we got a referral saying that one was good.
I think that one is... Well, we did get a referral. Actually, you're right.
Yes.
14 Finches.
Yes.
Said, check this out.
Yes.
I watched 5 minutes and I bailed.
Yeah.
Not to say it's not
a good special. You have zero stick-to-itiveness.
You got to capture me. Now, I will say, Big J Okerson has one.
Yeah.
And
he's one of my favorite.
I got a couple laughs, so yeah. I stuck with it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But if you don't hit me with, like, a giggle in the first 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yeah. No, what? You're a comedian.
How you doing? You got to start with, don't you? Hey, Cleveland. Good to be here.
How about...
I just flew in. Boy, are my arms tired.
Exactly. Bam. See ya. I'm basically...
You're fucking hooked.
Yeah. I'm like a Navy SEAL. I'm pinching the nose and throwing myself over the side. I'm out.
You are not like a Navy SEAL in any way.
In that regard...
I'm like a SEAL. You have
one?
You have a burnt up face. And you had sex with Heidi Klum. The looks he was giving me before I said that, I was like, what the fuck does a seal have a burnt up face for?
A kiss from the moon.
Exactly.
Oh, man, that was seal. Good.
Thank you.
Wow, what a left hook that was. Nice one. Well played, sir.
Yeah.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Something about movies.
Oh, your movie review.
Yeah.
So I should definitely go check that out.
Just give it a little... Listen, you never know. It just might tickle your funny bone.
Yeah.
My funny bone happens to be on my penis.
You know, it was a terrible Johnny Depp movie. Was the Whitey Bulger movie. And I wish it was Johnny Depp who died this week, but it wasn't. It was Whitey Bulger.
Yeah, that movie wasn't that good. The Departed was awesome.
The Departed was great.
Which, they never said he was Whitey Bulger, but, you know.
Clearly. It was. It was the whole Whitey Bulger story, because he had the guy on the inside who was an FBI agent who ended up...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was What's-His-Face's brother, right?
Matt Damon?
Yeah, it was Matt Damon's brother.
Yeah.
No, what is, what's the mayor?
What the fuck am I thinking about? Whitey's brother was the state senator.
Yeah.
Stephen? No.
It doesn't matter.
So back in Boston, Whitey Bulger was like running South Boston and parts of the North End, and his brother was a state senator, so basically... Between the two of them, they ran Boston proper from the political arm and, like, the gangster arm. Whitey was a fucking maniac. You know what? Everybody claimed, like, they either their father was shot to death by Whitey or their...
I had a buddy who grew up in Winter Hill and, like, grew up with all Whitey Bulger's gang's kids. And he had fucking stories for days.
Yeah.
And his stories were true because this guy was a complete savage.
Yeah.
And do you know that Whitey Bulger won the lottery a couple times?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd just be like, hey, yeah.
Yeah, guess who won the lottery?
Guess who won the lottery? The guy's like, me? He's like, no, wrong. It was me.
It was me.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I think he would actually pay the guys off and launder the money with it, but I don't think he'd give them the full ticket value, you know?
I think he'd probably give them $2.
Yeah.
Like, here's your ticket money
back. Yeah, here's your money back. Yeah.
Go get yourself a scratchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking
get yourself a Richie Slush, you fuck.
Richie Slush. Get yourself an Italian ice, you piece of shit. The fuck out of my face. So did you read the story on how he died?
Mm-hmm.
So he was at one prison.
Snitches get eyes gouged out.
Holy fuck balls. He was at one prison, and he was apparently a behavioral problem. So they transferred him to another prison where there was a, I guess, a guy in the Italian mob who
yeah.
notoriously hated snitches and wife beaters or women beaters.
Women beaters, yeah. People
within,
women.
What was it, within 3 or 4 hours, he was found dead.
Yeah.
Beaten to death with a lock in a sock.
Yeah.
With his eyes.
You sound like Dr. You sound like the Lorax.
A lock in a sock.
I'll sock you in the cock.
His eyes. And his eyes were ripped from his skull or yeah. either popped out of his skull.
Yeah,
after
from
his,
the beating.
From
yeah.
the from intense
like stomping,
beating. Can
yeah.
you imagine that?
Yeah, like,
how'd you like to get your eyes
I imagined
sucked
it,
out of your head?
I jerked it. I was fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Eyeballs popping.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't even mention his name after he's dead. He'd probably come back and kill you.
I don't know how that would be possible, but...
Because there's ghosts.
Another show you should watch. Yeah, you into horror movies at all?
Yes.
No. Go ahead. Anybody
go,
else
go
out there? Haunting on Hill House on Netflix is a series. It was fucking
yeah.
great.
Is it?
Yeah.
I saw A Quiet Place. Did I tell you about that? That was a good movie. Krasinski?
Yeah.
And his wife?
You liked it?
Love his wife.
Oh, me too, yeah.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
I did like that movie.
Really?
That was a good movie.
Huh. Did you get a good nap in? Because there's no talking?
No, I was actually, it was gripping.
Enthralled?
You know what it is? When I see a movie like that,
you
like
you starve for cinematography, I think is what it is. You're a fucking
cinephile.
What's it called? A cinephile.
Cinephile.
Yeah.
I do. I do.
You're,
I like it.
Ugh.
Yeah. Remember all the cinematographical, you know,
yeah.
exploits in Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
Actually, the magazine stand called Rhode Island Slut is probably one of the funniest things
yeah.
ever in a movie.
You know what they say?
Sluts are from Rhode Island?
No. The elderly, although dangerous behind the wheel, can serve a useful purpose in society.
Can still serve a purpose.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did see A Quiet Place. I
yeah.
also enjoyed it.
Loved it.
Yeah.
It was a great movie.
Yeah.
How long do you think that screenplay was? If you wrote it, it'd be like 30 pages.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they can't talk.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's like...
It's a lot of descriptive... shit in there though.
Boy's airplane goes off. Boy is eaten by praying mantis.
Yeah.
Family doesn't scream.
Yeah. Dad somehow knows how to wire hearing aids.
And then they die.
Yeah. Well.
And then dad yells and gets eaten by same praying mantis.
Hashtag spoiler alert. Man, you're spoiling movies left and right.
Hashtag Emily Blunt's kids come out just sleeping from her vagina and they don't cry.
Yeah, that was probably the dumbest part. All right, if there's going to be an alien invasion, yeah, just abort the kid. You know what? Maybe they're super conservative Christians. They're like, nah, this is a gift from God.
Oh,
yeah.
Now I don't like the movie.
Yeah, I would have fucking pushed her right down the stairs. I would have stabbed her stomach on that nail on the floor. That's what I would have done.
Holy shit, dude.
Oh, is that rough?
Yeah, normally when you say that, it's about like a faceless person. Or someone in the news who's real. Not Emily Blunt.
No. The character she played. Come on.
Oh. I thought she was a delight.
Now I would nail her in a different way.
In the head?
Yeah, with a hammer.
Oh.
In a nail.
You're not cool. It's Emily Blunt we're talking about. She's got an English accent.
She does.
Sicario?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she does. She have an English accent in that one?
Yep.
Like an American that's English, right?
Yeah. She almost banged the Punisher in that, too. Before
before he tried
Benicio
to...
Del Toro came in.
Yeah.
Del Toro, up. That ass.
Del Toro, that ass up.
yeah. Whiting
yeah.
Bulger. R.I.P.
I guess so.
D.I.C.K.
What? Spelling.
Rip
with the dummies.
Did you spell Dick, D.I.Q.U.E.?
No, I will not imagine that.
That would be a great bar. A great gay bar.
Dique?
D-I-Q-U-E-L-I-Q-U-E. That would be great.
Yeah,
holy
we should trademark
Christ.
That. Oh my God.
Press stop.
Yeah.
LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
I don't know what that was.
That was boring.
I guess so.
Trademark. Don't try to trademark that,
yeah.
anybody.
Yeah.
Everyone. Dick Lick.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
I agree. I'm so happy about that. There's no Ramrod, but
I need to get with Lisa Vanderpump.
You
That's
do.
Her next bar.
Yeah.
Dick Lick. Danny and Will instead of Tom Tom.
I don't know what Tom Tom is.
Tom
but...
Sandoval and come on, dude.
Oh man. I'm far behind on my Vanderpump.
You know, I'm planning with
Yeah, that's been happening for how long now?
Mo Mafa. No, we're just gonna watch the season premiere together.
Just you and her?
Yep.
Oh.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you bad. Dick Lick is gonna be you know what? I'm gonna open Dick Lick with her.
You should.
We're gonna get LVP up on this tip.
I would let LVP up on my tip.
She's maybe the sexiest, like,
elderly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like Raquel Welch. She aged very well.
She kind of has a Raquel Welch. Raquel Welch, what a smoke show.
Yeah.
Hey, so anyway, what I'm talking about is Vanderpump Rules, the show on Bravo. It's fantastic.
No, it's not.
I don't know why you're snoring right now.
Because.
Here's another. You know, Adam Sandler, he wrote a pretty funny song.
So you didn't like any Adam Sandler's movies growing
Lunch
up?
Lunch Lady, Joe. Yeah. That was not a funny song. The only funny part about that song was Chris Farley dancing around with a mole on his face.
He has a little tribute to Chris Farley at the end. So,
So that's how he keeps his career alive.
Yeah.
Those guys.
First of all, the dude slams out movies. Do you know how much money he's made off of the fucking... I looked up his net worth when we were watching it. It's just curious. How much you think he's worth?
200 mil.
350 mil.
Yeah. None of name the last movie he's done that's been good.
Don't Hotel say Transylvania.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Those ones are
Suck
popular.
A butt.
Yeah, okay.
Suck a butt.
Let's take. All right, hang on.
Did you ever see
that was me
Bucky that. Larson?
Bucky Larson. Is that with Nick Swardson?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen
it. Yeah, don't bother.
No.
Yeah.
Seriously. You know what? Some of those Netflix ones where he's like with Spade.
Yeah.
Was that one good?
The last one with Spade was pretty good, where he's like a degenerate father. That was good.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Dude, you consume a lot of movies and TV.
No, I don't.
And pizza bites.
TV. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Pizza bagels. Tostino's is our new sponsor. Just because I keep those fucks in business.
Taquito rolls.
No, okay, so, yeah, but how about his old movies? You didn't think any of those were funny?
No, those are hilarious. Happy Gilmore's, what, Billy Madison?
Yeah. Big what Daddy. That was a good movie.
I didn't see that one.
What? You never saw Big
no,
Daddy?
No, I probably did.
Mr. Deeds?
Nope.
What?
Didn't see that one.
Ugh.
I stopped after.
Do you know who was I thought was super hot was Winona Ryder.
Kevin Nealon. Oh.
Yeah. Winona Ryder and Mr. Deeds was super hot.
Really?
No.
Have you seen her in Stranger Things?
Yeah.
She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I think that's how she acts in real life.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think she's
kind of just
crazy.
Yeah. I love it.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it.
Yum.
Yum.
I did want to bring up this Daycare Fight Club.
Daycare Fight Club.
Yeah. This is fucking bananas.
That's awesome.
Well, like, because I send my kids to daycare every weekday.
Hey, set it up.
And so basically a daycare, I think it was in South Carolina, basically what is that, Matt?
I'm trying to get daddy, I'm trying to get it to come on.
It's daddy like, daycare.
It's a fucking 1 minute ad for Jack in the Box.
Man. So basically one of the kids are in daycare, one of the older sons is in the classroom for some reason and records on his iPad basically a baby fight club. They put on Hulk hands. And then they proceed to beat the shit out of each other. One kid is crying his eyes out. And, you know, the videos that you see are only a couple of minutes long. But apparently this went on for like 30 minutes of kids just beating the shit out of each other.
Really?
Yeah. So the teachers are jumping up and down, screaming, laughing, enjoying the hell out of it.
This kid is... Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the teachers was like kicking into the kid. Punch. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Boy, this kid's an animal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that kid was a fucking maniac.
Yeah, my kid would get his ass kicked by the kid.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That kid's got some problems.
Yeah, you know. One of them is that his teachers allowed him to fucking fight in the middle of class.
I'm partying with that kid. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. And they blurred out everyone's face except for the teachers.
Dude, fuck those teachers.
And one teacher was wearing Uggs.
And, like, kicking on her face?
No. She was wearing Uggs and she was kicking into the child, into the you know Tom Brady wears Uggs?
Yeah, he can wear anything he wants.
You think Tom Brady's embarrassed after that?
No.
He's like, I wear the mugs, no. The male Uggs.
Do you know what he does? He goes home and has sex with fucking Giselle, okay? So he can do whatever he wants.
The older I get, the more I appreciate Giselle.
Really? You didn't when you were younger?
I mean, she was just a face in the crowd of hot supermodels.
Yeah.
And now she's just...
Yeah, she's the backbone to that whole fucking thing.
Do you know
his first girl was hot, too?
Nope. What? No, she wasn't.
What?
Not even at the time did I think she was good looking. I was like, TB. TB12. You could be banging Giselle Bundchen, probably. And guess what? I was right!
Yeah, but how did you not think that... What was her name? Michelle Monaghan?
No.
Yeah.
Michelle Monaghan is the one from, that, what's his name? All right.
Matthew McConaughey?
Banged in True Detective.
No.
Yep, Woody Harrelson's wife, Michelle Monaghan. Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Okay, look it up.
By the way, like,
okay.
World-class caboose on that. On her. Holy cow. That came out of nowhere.
Bridget Monaghan. That's what her name is. Bridget Monaghan.
Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're related.
She was in iRobot.
Yeah. I don't like...
Dude, you're fucking crazy because she's beautiful.
What?
Dude, she's a fucking movie star because she's so good looking. What is wrong with
you?
Are
you serious?
Dude, you're fucking making me angry. I don't like it.
Is Bridget Moynihan related?
Is Bridget Moynihan good looking?
Daniel Patrick Moynihan. Who the fuck is that? To Michelle Moy. How do you spell that? Moynihan. People like to hear me type.
They do. It's their favorite part of the thing. I get it all the time.
Who would you... here we go. Who do you think is better looking between those two?
Okay.
That's a bad picture, Michelle Moynihan. That's not funny. That's they're not related. One of them has a Y.
Yeah.
You know what?
One of them...
I don't even think she's Irish, so I don't like... I definitely don't like her now.
Which one?
Bridget. There's no Y in Moynihan. Moynihan is spelled like that. M-O-N-A-G-H-A-N.
All right, first of all, the Michelle Moynihan does not look Irish at all. She looks like exotic.
She was in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Did you see that movie?
No.
The movie's fucking awesome.
Is that the one with
Robert Kilmer? Downey Jr. and Kilmer. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Really? I watched it not too long ago. I watch it every time it's on TV.
Who made Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? Who was the guy? Was it Ivan Reitman. Black or something? Ivan Reitman, that's wrong. Look at that. Come on.
Dude, look at that. Come
now.
No. All right. Poll coming up. We got a poll coming up. It's my
dick. Hang on.
It's there my it dick. Yeah. All right. Vote. Who do you think is better looking? Michelle Moynihan or Bridget Moynihan? We'll post pictures on our website. We'll send a link to our fucking poll. Please vote because last poll I did got fucking one vote, so
didn't do anything.
He got one vote, like really late. Like I didn't even see who voted because it was maybe 4 weeks after the vote.
Look at that! Tell me she isn't.
She isn't. That is not her.
That's not even her. No. There. Whoever this person is shows up a lot.
How do we get onto this? Man, we go off fucking rails.
Oh, there's an her. What's her name? Amy
Schumer.
No.
Adams.
Second.
Amy Adams.
No.
Amy.
What was her name? She was in the second True Detective.
Oh, I didn't watch that one. Oh, you like her. And it's not Amy.
She's got a great butt, too.
You love her butt. You told me about it before.
Goodness.
Yeah. And her name is Amy. No, it's not Amy. You fucked me up with that. It's a chick from Wedding Crashers.
Amy True Detective. Is it Amy?
No.
Are we even sure it's Amy?
It's not. It's not Amy.
It's Adams, right?
It's
Adams.
She was in. It's not Adams. No, Amy Adams is the chick from The Fighter, with the red hair. Her name is
True Detective 2. Colin Farrell.
Yeah, that's her name.
Shit,
she's hot. Did you ever watch his sex tape?
What?
Yeah, he has a sex tape, but it's been on for years.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
He's got a fucking monkey cock. Thing's gigantic.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I wish I was him.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
Look at him. Oh, yum.
He's a piece of ass, too. I don't remember what his name is.
I do.
What is it?
The chick from Wedding Crashers.
Yep, that's her name. Last name, Crashers.
Yeah, she was also in Red Eye. She was also in...
Third Eye.
Fucking so many movies. She was in that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal when he's a boxer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie sucks.
Southpaw. Southpaw. The fight scene at the very end was pretty good.
No. That's see, it. If you, you see, you just lost all credibility in your movie.
Stuff. You're really starting to piss me off.
Listen. Oh, the fight scene was good. It was choreographed really well. The music, the score behind it.
No, I didn't think the score was that great, actually. I gave it a 7.
The score. They scored that all wrong.
When I ranked it on Rotten Tomatoes, I gave it 83% fresh. What does that mean? Is that like a puke sign?
No. 80. No. If it's
above. Can anybody rank stuff on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah. Anybody worth? Rachel McAdams. Not even close to being the name Amy.
But there was an Adams in there. Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams, yeah.
Yep.
There was a Mick in there, too.
Yeah. True Detective. Just a lineup of butts that I like.
What about the cans on the first season? Alexandria Daddario.
They had some...
Fucking just... Blah, 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 blah.
And the... So she was attractive. She had great eyes. The second eyes. Girl.
I didn't know she had eyes. I just saw them titties.
That's not my jam.
I can't believe, like.
She was a court stenographer, so I think she was intelligent, and that's why I enjoyed her. Okay? She seemed very, very smart.
Yeah, she could type like a whiz.
But, however, I would say no thank you.
There was 0% chance you would say no thank you.
I'd say 4% chance.
What?
I would say no thank you.
What would the conditions have to be for you to say no thank you? What are the 4%?
No, 4% chance I'd say no thank you.
I understand that.
96% chance I'd say thank you.
I am fucking baffled at that 4%.
You're still looking
at the 4%?
Yeah. Because I'm married and I love my wife.
Okay, I get it.
That's 4%. 4%.
That's about 4%.
Yeah. However, if it was the other girl... 5.
Really?
Negative 7% chance. Wow. Just kidding. Love you, sweetheart.
Yeah, like she listens. No.
If I had a choice between the two True Detective girls from the first season, 117,000% I'd go with number 2.
You are a fucking mental case.
Why?
Dude, that girl is a fucking 12. The other girl is an 8.
I don't like her hair.
I don't like your face. I don't like your attitude. I don't like anything you're saying. You know what? Whole thing is over.
I don't
like Yeah. Enjoy the last episode of this fucking podcast.
I don't like her hair.
Ugh.
You know what? Agree to disagree.
She doesn't
about
have
me?
To have a head, okay?
Do you know what's okay about me? What are you talking about? Her eyes are beautiful.
Okay.
You are superficial.
You goddamn right I am with what
the
she
looks
like. The
minute I think you've hit your depths, you go even lower.
Yeah.
You're trash. Speaking of trash.
Yeah.
I just like dumpers.
Yeah, man. I get that, but she has a great one, too.
No, she doesn't.
You need to re-watch it because you see her booty in it.
Nope. I've watched that series like 3 times. I really like that.
Did you like the second one? Second?
No.
Okay, I didn't even watch it because I heard such bad things.
I do like Tim Riggins, though. I think he's good.
Do you know who's in the next one?
Who?
Go ahead. Come on, you got it.
Ewan McGregor.
No.
It is somebody like that, though.
Steven Dorff.
Oh.
What?
What?
The Dorff man.
Steven Dorff.
Steven Dorff.
I always thought he was a poor man's... I'm trying to think of who he looks
any
like.
Any white actor? Yeah.
Poor man's anyway, actually. Yeah. Who else is in it?
I'm going to sound so racist, but some black dude, I don't know his name. He's the main guy in it.
Yeah, the lineup looked pretty good. No, yeah, I'm serious.
Some black dude and Steven Dorff.
Well, Dorff has got to be like a tertiary character at best.
No, he's the partner.
Of the nameless African-American gentleman.
Exactly. I don't know what, you know what that guy's name is?
Yeah, the guy from, he's a good actor.
I don't disagree with that. But what's he from?
I don't know what his name.
What's he from?
House of Cards.
Shaky Willis.
House of Cards, a-hole. He's from House of Cards. He was the he was a lobbyist who slept with.
Okay, this is why I don't know his name, because his name is Mahershala Ali.
Yeah,
Mahershala Ali.
He's good. He's a good actor.
Is he?
And you're a dingus because you didn't know how to spell his name.
That's true.
It's with an M and an A and an L and an I. M dot Ali. Actually, it looks pretty good.
Hey,
Dorfman. How does he get a role? Dorf. Like, how do you land on that? You can come up with any cooler.
You know, maybe this is his next breakout role. Maybe. Remember McConaughey on season one? He was fucking awesome. And it kind of revamped him. But then he did Dallas Buyers Club at the same time. So
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe this is so dumb.
This is so dumb. This is so dumb.
This is so dumb.
You're so dumb.
Booties.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.